and welcome to episode 2 of Serial Shakespeare, A Comedy of Errors. In our last episode, I explained how I, Dr. Matfield, ended up stuck in non-New York Syracuse, away from loved ones and football, mostly football, and how I discovered the most unjustly jailed criminal I had ever examined the case of. I mean, not to brag, but it was lucky he found me. That man was Aegean, and he's the focus of this week's episode because he's sentenced to die within the next 24 hours, so it really didn't make sense to put him off a week. Aegean was convicted of being Ephesian in a Syracusian town, and in Syracuse, apparently that crime meant death unless 1,000 marks could be paid. I figured I'd find Aegean marking away, well on his way to 1,000 marks, but instead, I found a guy very resigned to his fate. Let me tell you, it made me wonder why I wanted to fight so hard for this guy, but I guess that's what makes me remarkable, right? Hey, Aegean, I'm a reporter, and I'm here to fight in the name of justice for you.
I just want to die.
Oh. Like I said, he wasn't the most helpful innocent victim, but he was a talker.
It just doesn't matter anymore. I lost my wife and a son years ago. And I think I've lost my other son now. So, it just doesn't matter.
So, you coming here was like a suicide mission? You knew that they'd kill you?
Heavens no. Who's ever heard of a law where if you're from one city and you go to the other, you're killed?
I see. So you didn't understand the law. I get that. Back where I'm from, we don't have a lot of average Joes with international law knowledge. And like, if I was a baseball scout and went to Cuba, and was found trying to kidnap a player out of that country so that he could finally put the Cubs over the top, I probably would have been tried back in the day. And I went on for a while about how baseball has changed its international draft laws and how that has helped establish parity in today's game. I figured this news would cheer Aegean up, but he still seemed pretty down.
I just don't care anymore. I remember when I cared, when I had a wife and 2 sons. And 2 servants of the sons to care for.
Oh, you had servants for your boys? I tried not to judge, but I was now involved in trying to free a man who wanted to die. Plus, he was apparently a slaveholder. So the slaves cared for your boys?
Heavens no. They were just babies themselves. Strangest thing, the day my wife gave birth to twins, a lady nearby gave birth to twins as well.
I see. Something in the water. I wanted to go test the water in Ephesus. Anything besides supporting this man who apparently bought himself a pair of twins the day his wife gave birth. I mean, could a woman legally be in her right mind to do something like that? Besides, what good are servants when they're babies? Was Aegean being ironic in his purchase since he knew he'd have to care for them? I had to remind myself to focus, especially since my interviewee was sentenced to die shortly. What about appeals? Have you considered a better legal defense team, forensic DNA? How do they know that you're from Ephesus? I mean, did you have good ship Ephesus on the side of your boat or anything like that? Although even if you did, we could probably say that you were being ironic. What about rights? Were you read your rights when you were arrested? Any police brutality?
I don't care. I just want to die.
Aegean was frustrating me. Amazingly enough, he seemed to have won over the police judge, duke, mayor guy, whoever he was, that first gave Aegean his sentence, because the guy had heard Aegean's story about looking for his long-lost son, who was looking for his long-lost brother, and gave him a whole day. This was said in a way that sounded like the duke was being generous. A whole day to raise 1,000 marks.
The duke told me to press all the friends I have in Syracuse.
Well, that just sounds cruel, considering that the 2 cities are in a trade war and want nothing to do with each other. You'd be better off finding your sons, if you ask me. But that's like finding a drop of water in a giant sea.
Oh, Antipolis, I'll be coming home to you and your mother, ashes to ashes and dust to dust.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry, your son's name is Antipolis?
Why, yes.
Does he have a special guy friend named Dromio?
He sure does. It's his servant.
It all made sense now. At the Centaur Inn, 2 guys kept stealing all the good food at breakfast. One was constantly beating up on the other. I just figured it was a macho guy thing. Aegean, I think I found your son.
Which one?
Antipholus.
Which one?
Wait, there's more than one? This case just got even more confusing. Tune in next week when I attempt to track down Antipholus. Either one, I don't care. Serial Shakespeare is completely, mostly, sometimes borrowed from the brilliant work of Serial from This American Life and William Shakespeare, who mostly, completely, sometimes, maybe wrote A Comedy of Errors. This podcast is intended to entertain the 6th grade gifted students at Columbiana Middle School, where I, Jason Mayfield, teach. And so, as such, all errors about the play's deep, deep meaning and commentary on the social manners of Elizabethan society are completely unforced errors due to my lack of knowledge that I have about those matters. Special thanks to Fred, who played the inspiring role of a GN today. You are welcomed and encouraged to leave feedback, particularly if you found this podcast useful, through iTunes, and to contact me at jmayfield@shelbyed.org.